We're now going to hear God speak to us through reading his word. Today we're going to be reading from Exodus 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp near Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. They are to encamp by the sea directly opposite Baal Zephon. Pharaoh will think, 'The Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert.' And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." So the Israelites did this. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said, "What have we done? We have let the Israelites go and have lost their services." So he had his chariot made ready and took his army with him. He took 600 of the best chariots, along with all the other chariots of Egypt, with officers over all of them. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites, who were marching out boldly. The Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they camped by the sea near Pihahiroth, opposite Baal Zephon. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians, marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise a staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen." Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them. Coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel, throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side, so neither went near the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on the right and on the left. The Egyptians pursued them, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. He jammed the wheels of the chariots so that they had difficulty driving, and the Egyptians said, "Let's get away from Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen." Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak, the sea went back to its place. The Egyptians were fleeing toward it, and the Lord swept them into the sea. The water flowed back and covered the chariots and horsemen, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived. But the Israelites went through on the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on the right and on the left. That day the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the mighty hand of the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. I will now pass over to Reverend Chris Cryer to give today's message.
In the past few weeks, you have heard from the Word of God how Israelites were slaves in Egypt, how they cried out to the Lord. The Lord had not forgotten his promise to the forefathers to lead them into the promised land. So he sent his servant Moses to go to Pharaoh and to ask him to let God's people go. But Pharaoh refused, even though the Lord had given him several warnings. Finally, the Lord brought upon the Egyptians plagues, one after another. And as you have heard in the last sermon, the death of the firstborn. And Pharaoh finally decided to give in to the Lord and let the people go. After the Lord let the people out of Egypt and asked them to come by the Red Sea, he told Moses he would harden Pharaoh's heart. Harden Pharaoh's heart. Hadn't he been doing that when the people were in Egypt? Why did he want to harden Pharaoh's heart again? And as we have learned from chapter 14, verse 4, and this is what the Lord says to Moses, I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. When Moses heard that, I'm not sure whether Moses understood what the Lord was going to do. And when Moses saw the army of the Pharaoh with the chariots and the horsemen coming after them, the Lord once again repeats in Exodus chapter 14, verse 18, the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. The Lord wanted to harden Pharaoh's heart because he wanted to gain glory for himself. He will manifest himself by his glorious and majestic power. When he fought against Pharaoh's army, his chariots and the horsemen, so that the Egyptian will know that I am the Lord, God said. Now when Moses first went to see Pharaoh and told him, the Lord asked him to let the people go. Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go. But later on, we're going to see how by the miraculous power of the Lord, the Egyptian will know that the Lord of the Israel is powerful and true God. There is no other God except Him. Now, what can we learn from this particular incident? We have seen in the world how the decision of a national leader is very important. It can affect the nation, the people, and even the world. That's why we need capable, good, and wise people as counselors, giving advice to the national leader. And they also have to be brave enough to tell the truth, even if the leader would not listen. But we also see how important it is, the character of the national leader. He must have the heart for the good of the people. He must be humble. He must be wise enough to accept the advice of all the experts. He must not be proud of himself, because his decision would affect his nation and his people will suffer. And we have seen this in the example of Pharaoh, when he turned against his officer's advice. Now, some people might think that Pharaoh actually was a very smart and strong leader. He didn't want to let the Israelites go because he did not want to lose their service as slaves, free labor, as you might say. But some people might say that, you know, Pharaoh was very stubborn and refused to listen to the advice of the officers. But the Bible says that the Lord hardened his heart. The Lord hardened his heart because he first hardened his own heart. Even though the Lord had given him several warnings. Now, what do? When leaders go against God's people today, when leaders go against the church, should we be discouraged? Should we be fearful? No, we should continue to believe in God, believe in His sovereignty over all. He is in control of all things. Everything that happens is within His plan, including the hardness of the hearts of the leaders. In God's plan, He is doing this to show to the world that He is the Lord. He is in control of everything. And we don't know how He's going to do it, but we believe He's going to do it. We just have to trust the Lord. But meanwhile, Apostle Paul tells us to pray for the kings and the authorities. He says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2 to 3, pray for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Notice, Apostle Paul doesn't tell us to pray for the prosperity of the people. He asks us to pray that we may live peaceful and quiet life. Why peaceful and quiet life? So that we are able to continue to live in godliness and holiness. Why godliness and holiness? So that people, when they see us, can be convinced of our Lord, will come to also know our God and know our Lord Jesus Christ and believe in Him and be saved. That's how Paul instructs us to pray. Now, why did God tell Moses he will harden Pharaoh's heart? Because the Lord wanted to prepare Moses. He did not want Moses, when Moses saw the Egyptian army, to be panicked. He did not want him to doubt the faithfulness of God, that God might have forgotten about his plan of salvation. No, he wanted Moses to know that he will fight for the Israelites. And it was part of the Lord's plan of salvation. But the people did not know about that. And when they saw the Egyptian army coming after them, they were terrified. They cried out to the Lord, and they say to his servants, Moses, as in 14 verses 11 to 12, "What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." The people were afraid that they were going to die. In front of them was the Red Sea, going ahead only to be drowned in the sea. Behind them were the army. If they were to fight with them, they will surely be defeated and be killed. They have no choice. Either way, they would die. "It will be better for us to serve the Egyptian than to die in the desert," they say to Moses. "Are you frightened of death?" "Maybe not. You're still too young. You know, I discover when I pass on an age, I start to count the number of days. I make up a number saying that, okay, let's say God will lead me to live to 80. And I'm now past 65. How many more years to go? Am I afraid of my coming death?" Not you people, because you always look ahead, planning to do more things to achieve your goals. But when you face certain things, like the Israelites, when they faced death, they were terrified. And that's why Moses trying to comfort them and says to them in chapter 14, verses 13 to 14, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptian you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Do not be afraid." Fear causes people to panic and become irrational, not thinking straight. Like the Israelites wanted to go back to Egypt again and become slaves again. They just have come out of Egypt, and here they wanted to go back again. Fear makes people seeking someone to blame, just like the Israelites blaming Moses and even God. Fear is the root cause of our emotions, such as panicking, anger, depression, and so on. And instead of trying to avoid fear, Moses confronted it right on. He had a way to deal with death. How do you deal with it? He says, stand firm. Do not try to do anything. Do not try to go anywhere. You can't do anything anyway. Acknowledge it and stay where you are and trust the Lord. It is hard to do that for many people facing death. But Moses did it because he believed in the promise of God. Be like Moses. And Moses told the people, you will see the deliverance of or salvation of the Lord from your enemy. The Israelites saw the Egyptian army and they got panic. But Moses said, you will see something even greater. Be patient and wait upon the Lord, and you will see it. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still or silent. In other words, the Israelites could not save themselves, but the Lord can. He will fight for them. The Lord is the one who rescues people who cannot rescue themselves. He is the one who gives hope when there is no hope. It is true in Exodus. It is also true in God's saving us from our sins through his Son Jesus Christ. The Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. No one is able to save himself from his sin and escape from death. That's why we all die, because we all have sinned against the Lord. Right from the day when Adam and Eve disobeyed the Lord's command and ate the forbidden fruit. And the Bible says, in the end, they died. Not only they died, but the descendants, they died generation after generation after generation to this day. We all died. There is no hope. However, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. All we need to do is to believe in Jesus and to receive him as the Lord and Savior. And we will receive from him eternal life. He can save us from our sins. And when there is no hope facing death, he can give us the hope of eternal life. After Moses asked the people to stand firm, the Lord told the people to move on. The people were to cross the Red Sea with the waters before them. And we learn in chapter 14, verses 21 to 22, how the Lord told Moses to stretch out his hand over the seas. And the waters were divided. And the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of waters on the right and on the left. And here I'd like to show you the video.
The Lord of hosts will do battle for us. Behold his mighty hand.
Opens the sea with the blast of his nostrils.
We'll stop here. We'll stop the video here. Behold the mighty hand of the Lord when the sea was parted. And when the Egyptians saw the dry ground, well, if the Israelites could cross it, we can also cross it. Let's pursue them. But some of the Egyptians were frightened. They saw the mighty hand of God. They cried out, "Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against the Egyptian." But we learn how the Egyptians, some of them, continued to pursue the Israelites on the dry ground. And the Lord told Moses to stretch out his hand over the sea, and the water flowed back and covered the entire Pharaoh's army, the chariots and the horsemen. No one of them survived. And we learn from chapter 14, verses 30 to 31. That day, the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians. From the hands of the Egyptian. And when the Israelites saw the mighty hand of the Lord displayed against the Egyptian, the people feared the Lord and put the trust in him and in his servant Moses. Not only the Egyptian saw that the Lord is God, there's no other except him. But even the people of Israel saw that the Lord is their God, and they put the trust in him, and not only in him, but also in his servant Moses. Dear brothers and sisters, what have we learned from this today? Well, we have seen how the mighty hand of God had done miraculous work, showing his glory to the people of the Egypt. And we also see this in Christ Jesus, how he died on the cross for our sins, and how he has given us the hope of eternal life when we believe in him. All that we need to do is to stand firm and trust the Lord God, to trust our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may be able to have hope of eternal life. And we have seen how the Lord fought for his people in Exodus, how the Lord will continue to fight for us, for his church. How he's going to do it, we don't know. But we believe he is sovereign and he will do it. And we may be able to see it in front of our very eyes, but if not us, maybe generations after us, so that they will know that the Lord is truly God. Just believe and trust in Him. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the faithful God. You kept your promise. Not only you brought the people out of Egypt into the promised land, you also sent your son Jesus Christ to die for us and forgiven us our sins when we believe in him and given us the hope of eternal life. And we know that you are faithful and you will do that when we believe in Jesus, because you have also given us the sign, the mark. When Jesus was raised from the dead, and we too one day will be raised from our death. We thank you and praise you. Heavenly Father, in this life we will face all kinds of trials and temptations, sufferings and even death. But Lord, we know, just as you have saved the Israelites from the hands of the Egyptians, you will also save us. We only need to be firm, be still, be firm, and trust in you, and we will see your mighty hand of God. We pray all these things in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now I hand over to Jeremy Lee.